In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In our spiritual life, it's very important that we know who the enemy is. And I think too often we get absorbed in our problems and our difficulties from day to day, and we forget what it is we're doing here. Why did God make me? What is his purpose of having me here? Why am I here in this age rather than 100 years before or 100 years later? Why now? Why here? And I think it is worthwhile for us to go back and study the enemy. And who is the enemy? We could name all kinds of enemies here on earth, but principally our enemy are the devils. In the beginning, there was this battle in heaven between Saint Michael and with the good angels on his side, and the devil and all the bad or fallen angels by his side. And the demons were cast down into this earth, and they were given this earth to roam through. And then God created man. He put man in a garden of paradise where he excluded these demons, where the demons had no access, and man was protected, placed in that garden, and given the command to expand that garden to chase the demons back. We have been created to do this battle with the devils. This is our testing ground. But at least from our perspective, been given an impossible task to fight these demons, because these demons have been around since the beginning of time. We've only been here just a few short years, and the devils have been learning since they were first created. When they were cast down into this earth and developed this hatred for mankind, because we are made in the image and likeness of God, they sought to destroy us from the beginning. And they have been studying us right to this very moment. They know our psychology. They know how to tempt us. They know our weaknesses. They know what buttons to push, when to push them, how to push them, better than any psychologist in this world can tell you, because they've been at it since the beginning of time. And if we look from the creation of Adam and Eve, there have been pivotal points where the devils have really succeeded. Right before the flood, in the time of Noah, the whole world was evil, and God regretted that he had made mankind. The devils had really conquered. But there was one man who was good, who was pleasing in the sight of God. And for the love of that man, God spared him, his family, his sons, and their wives, and gave man a chance to begin again. So the devils succeeded. They had overcome mankind, had led mankind away from God into demon worship. But it wasn't long after the flood. The devils have learned many things, and now they begin again with the sons of Noah. And then God chooses Abraham as the father of nations, the father who's going to hold on to the true faith, who's going to worship the true God. Then we come to Moses, and God has to give mankind, or at least the children of Abraham, the law of God from Mount Sinai. And still the people fall into idolatry. I say fall. It's the devil who's leading them there, the devil who's tempting. The devil is constantly pushing mankind. and we are really putty in his hands until the fulfillment of time when Christ comes. And in the time of Christ, again, this world has fallen into paganism, into the worship of demons. Rome has conquered the known world, created a temple in Rome for all the conquered people to come and worship their individual gods, for every pagan god that was known as was established in this pantheon. All the gods were gathered together there. I say gods with a small g. These demons, the worship of demons and idols, was established in Rome, and Rome had made worldwide acceptance of this. And that is really what put the early Christians at odds with the whole world. Rome would have been happy with Christians if they would have just established their God in the pantheon along with all the other gods and says, yep, you worship your God and I'll worship my God. Visit the church of your choice. Offer sacrifice to whoever you want to offer sacrifice. It's all good. Sounds very much like what we hear in our own day. But the early Christians said, no, our Lord said there is but one God. All these others are false gods. There is only one way to worship God. There is only one God to worship. And all these false gods are devils, are useless idols that need to be eliminated. And so Christ established the church, and the church was given this impossible task. I say impossible because with human means, it is impossible. Go forth and preach to all nations, baptizing those that believe. And Christianity succeeded. The early church made its headquarters in Rome. The early church went out and Christianized these nations, brought these nations to Christ. And you can be certain the devils were not very well pleased. But what gave these Christians this power? What's Christ living within them? St. Paul says, it's not I, but it's Christ living within me. It is the soul of the Christian who is humbly in conformity with God's will, in following Christ, the Christians who are not tempted by the devils to pride, to vanity, but in all humility strike their breast and say, I am a miserable sinner. I am weak, but I can do all things in him who strengthens me. These early Christians had power over the devils. These early Christians with the simple sacramentals sent demons fleeing. The devils didn't give up. They hate us even more. And they have been fighting ever since, I think, when the Catholic Church took over Rome, they established the Vatican. They have been fighting ever since, trying to regain it. And it seems to me very clear that they have succeeded. When we now see in the Vatican, in this place, the heart of the Church now welcomes all religions. Now welcomes all beliefs, all forms of worship. And they're all accepted under this Masonic umbrella to believe whatever you want, where every heresy now seems to be preached and publicized. You name it, Whatever thing, whatever the church has condemned before, it's now being promoted there. Communism, materialism, modernism, demonism, Freemasonry, Protestantism. It is there. The devils have gained the upper hand. But the fight is not over. We are called upon to fight this good fight. And you say, what can I do? Again, I tell you, we can do nothing of ourselves. But if we cooperate with the grace of God, we can say with St. Paul, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. We need not fear the world. What can the world do? The world can only take our life, but not eternal life. The devils can only tempt us. They can only go as far as God allows them to go. And God wants us in heaven. We must fight the good fight in all humility, but yet with all confidence. And when Christ returns, whenever that may be, if we are still here, he will want to see us fighting this good fight, living the faith, giving this example, chasing the devils out, if not by our actions, by the use of the sacramentals, by our prayers, by the rosary. And we should not let ourselves be deceived that, oh, the enemy is this person or this party or that party. Our only enemies are these devils. And those who declare themselves our enemies that are in league with these devils are poor misguided souls that need to be prayed for. And rather than hate them or seek their damnation, I believe we should suffer and in our suffering pray to God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. We must be ready to fight this good fight. We must be willing to fight this good fight. Otherwise, we deceive ourselves, thinking that we are following Christ, thinking that we are somehow good Catholics. It's not enough just to have our catechism on the shelf. It has to be integrated into our lives. We have to believe this. We have to put it into practice. And the number of elect are once again in the minority. But we have confidence in God. We know from history the devils may rise up. They may win this battle or that battle. But with the absolute certitude, we can say in the end, God will conquer, Christ will conquer, and the devils will be eternally sent to hell, and along with all those who followed them, and the good will eternally rejoice with Christ in heaven. Where we end up is our choice. And I think we must remind ourselves, especially as this ecclesiastical year is drawing to a close, remind ourselves that we are Catholics. We must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Christ. And it is in this valley of tears, it is in this suffering, it is in this penance that the demons are conquered and overcome. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendus super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.